For some 8 decades, Orson Welles' Citizen Kane has been widely viewed as the greatest film ever made. That all changed this week when a less than flattering 80-year-old Chicago Tribune review surfaced.
The review was written under the pseudonym Maitenay. It reads, "You've heard a lot about this picture, and I see by the ads that some experts think it's the greatest movie ever made. I don't."
Charlie said my name would be dragged through the mud.
Who cares about a decades-old movie review? Well, the movie rating site, Rotten Tomatoes, that's who. Welles' masterpiece slipped from a 100% rating to a measly 99%. Citizen Kane now ranks below several other films, including 12 Angry Men, Battleship Potemkin, The Maltese Falcon, and...
Very good. Now, your name is...
Paddington Brown.
Paddington 2, yes, the animated bear.
Sometimes I think I'd prefer a rival of flesh and blood.
Oh, Emily.
Director of the Paddington films, Paul King, told The Hollywood Reporter that it is lovely to be on any list, which includes Citizen Kane, and he added, "I won't let it go too much to my head and immediately build my Xanadu, but I have been cooking up a model just in case."
Charles Foster Kane was haunted by the loss of Rosebud. We'll never know if Orson Welles might feel the same way about that elusive Rotten Tomatoes 100% fresh.